The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Javes Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
I'm a hard-working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 31 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio, hour number two, right here at Sports Radio 610-713-572-4610. It's the number to call if you want to call. 713-572-4610. Let's talk to George. George, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Very good.
Yeah. On the overhang on my house, the soffit, I need to replace that. Would you recommend just wood or just hardy board or hardy, or what would you recommend?
Are you replacing all the soffits or just one section?
Just a section.
Well, what's up there now?
The house, just wood, I guess. The house is like 35 years old. It's just wood, I guess.
It's wood. Since you want to match it, I'd replace it with the same thing that's up there, then, you know, detail it, caulk it, paint it, and let it be. I wouldn't go changing a different material in that one little section.
Yeah, because, you know, the house, Hardy's been out, what, about 15 years? Or how long has Hardy been?
Hardy, the company's been around 100, but Hardy's been around here for decades. But I don't know what that is. If so, whatever's up there, the best answer I can give you, whatever's up there is what I would use.
The house is, 35 years old, so it's got to be just wood, just regular.
Probably
wood.
Not Hardy, yeah.
Yeah.
It could be either press board or it would be wood. It could be something as simple as plywood.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I think it is plywood.
Then I would get plywood and replace it. Tear the section down. It'll be obvious to you when you tear down what you want to replace, and replace it with the same products. It all matches nice.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? I know you talked about Hardy. You say, think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread?
Yes, it is.
So, like around a chimney? I've got wood around a chimney in the back of the house.
That goes, you mean on top of the roof?
No, in the back of the house, around the chimney. It goes all the way from the ground up, like...
All the way up, and it's all rotted?
Yeah, replacing that wood, it's getting kind of rotten.
It depends. Do you have other wood on your house, too?
In the back, just in the back.
Yeah, I mean, you want it to match. Whatever you're doing, you want it to match. So if there's a Hardy product that matches your siding, then yeah, absolutely, I would do it. But if it's going to look totally different and you're opening up a can of worms where the house is just a mismatch of different types of materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make a party that it's got the 8-inch like collet going up and down vertical, 8-inch like a pattern, 8-inch, 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 you know,
yes.
Up and down vertical.
I do believe, I don't know if they make the 8-inch, but they do make a T111 look like, and that sounds like what you're talking about is a T111 plywood on the 8-inch on center.
Right, and it looks real good. And that Hardy's good for 30 years, I mean, lifetime.
I don't think it'll ever rot. It'll be there for a million. It just doesn't, it's cement. There's nothing, you can't even burn this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's already treated, right? You have to paint it. You still have to paint it, right?
Well, I always got to paint it, yeah, and make it look good. But if you didn't paint it, it wouldn't rot.
Right. Now, what about aluminum siding? Is that kind of thing in the past?
I don't even think you can't buy that
aluminum
anymore.
Siding,
You can't buy aluminum anymore.
That used to be a big deal like 15, 20 years ago. Everybody
no, it was a big deal in 1963.
You
can't buy aluminum anymore. Then the vinyls. Aluminum's so expensive, it would cost a fortune to do it in aluminum now.
Or vinyl siding. I guess vinyl siding is what I meant.
But no, even vinyl siding, people don't put it up anymore. It's garbage.
Yeah.
So my answer to either one of those is no way. But you can't buy aluminum anymore. Alcoa used to make aluminum siding, and they sold it to another company, and that company went bankrupt because they couldn't sell the siding. It got so expensive.
Mm-hmm. But people put vinyl siding up to cover the wood, you know, just so they don't have to
paint. Not anymore. I don't see it done at all. I don't even know anybody that does it.
Mm-hmm.
Vinyl siding, it used to be big, you know, 30 years ago, but you don't see that stuff anymore. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put that on your house. I'd rather just put wood. Go back with T111. And paint it.
Okay, real good. Enjoy your show. Thank you.
I had a house in Galveston that had T111 on there, 5/8. I think it was a 9-inch on center. Anyway, it was built in 1960. And it still had the original siding on it. There's wood siding is better than vinyl or aluminum. You can't buy either one anymore. I guess you could somewhere, but don't even consider it. It's not worth it. All right, TDT. They're the ones that can renew your pipes so you don't have to replace your pipes. Replacing pipes is a big job. They have to tear out walls, tear out the back of the cabinets. They have all kinds of things. I mean, they have some tricks, but it's not something I'd recommend. They leave the old pipes in the walls, and it's just not nice. Anyway, TDT, they can take those old pipes, they can sandblast them, reline them, and you can use them again and again and again because all of a sudden they're not old pipes anymore. They're new pipes. And not one piece of sheetrock is messed up. Cabinets are fine. Everything is just the way it was, and it takes a very little time compared to tearing up your whole house. That's what TDT is all about. When you want to replace your pipes, stop and make a phone call to TDT and just talk to them. Once you talk to them, you talk to the others, that's fine. Then you'll make your decision, and whatever decision you make will be right for you. That's TDT. Don't repipe, just renew.
You can't do a wrong thing right, but you can do a right thing wrong. Take siding. I've seen homeowners do the right thing, choosing dependable Hardy siding, but then they let an unqualified installer do it wrong. Don't let this happen to you. I'm Bill Jacks from Advanced Home Exteriors, a Hardy Elite installer and a certified Home Show Pro. Our clients give us 5 stars for our exacting standards and hand-picked crews. Do your Hardy right. Call Advanced Home Exteriors. 281-407-0850. That's 281-407-0850.
Another truckload of doors rolling into the Door Clearance Center. What's inside? Barn doors with barn door tracks, mahogany, knotty alder, fiberglass, steel, and one-of-a-kind doors. Open your home with patio doors or a grand entrance wrought iron door. Shaker style and other interior doors. Lock sets and handles, too. A warehouse of options ready to take home and install. The Door Clearance Center. Save 30 to 70%. DoorClearanceCenter.com.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Watts Pool Company since 1961. Get your pool the right way. Get it the Watts way. Clean and Green Solutions. Houston's better soft wash and pressure washing company. Texas Floors. The come to you floor store. Service and savings you can stand upon.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we'll just continue on with Home Show Radio, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. And we'll talk today. Let's talk to Jim next. Jim, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am very good, sir.
I live out in Pinehurst, and I bought a cookie-cutter house about 5 years ago, just like a lot of people do. The house is about 15 years old. I had a water line in an upstairs bathroom that I thought was leaking. Searched for the leak in the water line, couldn't find it. What I found was the air conditioner drain line in the attic had filled up with insulation and was backing up and running water down my downstairs wall in my living room. I fixed that problem. Now on the fixing the textured sheetrock, it didn't hurt the sheetrock, it just bubbled the paint. And I'm wondering if I can scrape that paint and sand that where that area was. And use like the spray can of orange peel because that's the texture I have, fortunately. And just repaint that area, or will that be very obvious to anyone that walks into the living space? Now, it's a pretty good size area. It's 3 foot by 4 foot.
Yeah, that's exactly how you do it. I think you can skip the sanding part. I don't know if you need to sand anything. Scrape it, and, you know, if you have to skim float it a little bit, fine. If you do have to smooth it out and sand it, you can. Don't sand through the paper of the sheetrock. That's what you have to be careful about. And as far as the orange peel in the can, that stuff works great. I just fixed a couple of holes in some sheetrock the other day with it. You can't tell where it was. You just got to spritz it a little at a time. Don't try to do it all in one shot and kind of build it up in different directions. So you're not. It doesn't look like you did it back and forth, left or right.
Okay. That's kind of where I'm at with it. It baffled me at first where that leak was coming from, and I finally found it after about 4 months. And it wasn't obvious because every time I go in the attic, the pan would be dry.
Mm-hmm.
Because the air conditioner wasn't leaking,
right?
You know, at that point, or condensating. But that was my thought process: was use the spray stuff to fix it. But I just didn't know how that stuff would turn out.
No, it works fine. It's you got to be a little patient with it, and I say, try not to do it always in the same direction because it will show the direction you spray it. So you're going to mix it up a little bit and just do. Really lightly the first time, then go back if you need a little more, and so on. Don't try to do it all in one shot. And if you hate it and you say, oh, I'm going to try it again, I think I can do it better the second time, you can wipe that stuff off with water even after it's dry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've got until it's time to paint it. Once you paint it, then it doesn't wipe off anymore. But it's a water base. It's just joint compound in a can. And if you just make a mistake, don't feel bad about just taking a sponge and smoothing it out and trying again.
Okay, good. Awesome. I've got several other projects I'm going to tackle after this one, and I'll be calling you to talk to you about those as well.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll be here for you. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.
And I'm always here for you. 713-572-4610. You saying something to me, Will? Okay, yeah. Anyway, 713-572-4610. Will's a, hey, man. Hey. Okay, bye. Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Nathan. Nathan, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yes, sir. I have a master bathroom shower remodeled about a year and a half ago. And here for the past couple weeks now, we've had a slow drain in that shower. I've tried the bleach. It's not working. Any other recommendations?
No, I don't. Maybe it needs to be snaked out. Maybe there's a bunch of schmutz down there. Maybe your vent's clogged. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be something of that nature. If it just started up, that means you've got some kind of blockage somewhere.
So the best thing to do would be remove the grill and snake to start with?
Maybe. Or okay. Snake it down the vent. I'm not sure how it's vented.
Okay, so just have to contact the contractor and find out how the vent.
Yeah, or is there an attic above this
yes,
shower?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, you can go up there and look to see where the vents are going through to the outside.
Okay. So that's where you'd start with is the venting?
Well, I would definitely check the vents. Because
okay.
if it's not in the P-trap, and if you've plunged it and you use some bleach and plunged it and it's not clear in a P-trap and it's still draining slow, you have one of two things. It's got a blockage down line, or the vent is somehow blocked with something. Now, be careful. It could be a hornet's nest up there for all you
yes,
know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
That's how I would look at it.
All Thank right. Well, Nathan. I appreciate it.
I remember a story once where a guy was up there on the vent, and it was a hornet's nest. That's why I always say it. It's kind of, you know, I say it tongue-in-cheek. But this guy just jumped off his roof. He almost broke his leg. Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, hornets, I guess they're no fun. Anyway, let's see here. Mueller Steel Buildings, that's where you get your building to put all your cool stuff. The other day I drove up to a business in my 96 Bronco. And then an hour later, I drove up in my 66 Mustang. And they go, what do you got all these great cars. And I thought to myself, thank goodness I have a big garage. Because if I didn't, I would have to buy a Mueller Steel building. But I live in the suburbs. I can't have one. But you can because you've got property. You know those of you I'm talking about. You have tractors, you have lawnmowers, you have cars, whatever you have, you need a place to put all your cool stuff. And that's a Mueller Steel building. They have 33 locations across the state just waiting to talk to you. I mean, there's sales and service locations. You don't get that with any other metal building company in the world. And they're made in America, which means it's made to last. You know that. Mueller Steel Buildings from Orange, not Orange Buildings, but Orange College Station, Bryan College Station, I should say, Rosenberg, Conroe, they're there for you. That is Mueller Steel Buildings. And we continue on with a call, 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Enjoy your program.
Thank you, sir.
Tom, I have a situation with my kitchen lights. I'm trying to see if you might understand it. When the temperature was warm, one light comes on. I got the fluorescent lights, the longitudinal lights, two of them up in the top of the ceiling, two sections of them, and one comes on, and the other one won't. And I had forgotten about it until the weather, because when it's cool, they're both on now. When the weather got warm last week, it started that again, turned the lights on, and only one section comes on, and the other one won't come on.
Have you replaced the bulbs?
Yes.
Okay, then you need new lights. It's the ballast. It's not worth trying to replace a ballast. Just get new lights, especially with the new ones today. So it's just time for you to replace your light fixture.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
All right, Larry. Yes, sir.
Thank you now.
You bet. 713-572-4610. Call me, and we will talk today about your home improvements, whatever they might be. And we have open lines. 1 second. Will's talking to me. Anyway, call me and we will talk. Due West Foundation Repair, the company that you can get to fix your foundation, is the company you should call. The original, I don't like to use the word sponsor, but I don't know a better word right now, so I'm just going to use it. The original sponsor of Home Show Radio. Since 1988, I called them and said, would you sponsor my show, please? They're going to throw me off the air. I actually did. And Elmer said, I don't want to take his call. What do I care? And he did. He took my call and he said, all right, we'll try a couple weeks. And here we are, 2019. That was 1988. 2019, and I'm still telling you about a company that can raise your home, put in root barriers, put in watering systems, fix your foundation, whatever the case may be. I was thinking about the Dutton family yesterday. And I think I was listening to Jim on another station doing an ad or something. And I thought, you know, they're just good people. They're just good people. They know what they're doing. They would never rip anybody off. And Due West wouldn't do that. They're going to do the job. They're going to, of course, you have to pay them. But they're just, I'm just really glad to have them here. Due West Foundation Repair. If your foundation, if you think it's giving you problems, give them a call. 713-473-7156. When you want the best, you call Due West. 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Curtis. Curtis, you're on. You are on Home Show Radio, Curtis.
Hey, Tom. I live in Inwood Forest. Got a house built in 78 and been here for 3 or 4 years. And now and then we are upstairs, master shower, walk-in shower, tiled shower. Has a really bad stink smell. Well, here lately we had some, in the floor just below our game room, the ceiling, we saw some water just below where the shower is. Called a plumber out, and he explained that what happened was this shower was originally built. They didn't do it correctly. Something about they should put the floor first and then the wall, or vice versa, and they didn't set the mud right, and cement, and blah, blah, blah. Basically, he found that they had to rip the whole shower out and do it over again. And I'm wondering whether, number one, is that plausible, sound right to you? And number two, what would one expect, just ballpark-wise, to spend on such a project?
First off, can the shower be built wrong? And were many, if not millions, of showers in this town built wrong? Yes. Do they originally, when they're built wrong, unless they're really bad, do they show the next day? No, it usually takes about 8 years or so when they start to deteriorate the way the walls and the products they use and things like this. It was just a mess for a long time. Showers were built very poorly, especially in a lot of the homes in the 80s and 90s. Now there's a lot of the builders are coming around figuring out that wasn't a good way to do it, and it doesn't cost more to do it right. It's just a different detail system. Would I have a plumber rebuild an entire shower with tile and everything? No. Would I have them fix a shower that's broken? Yes. But if it comes down to tearing out the shower, if that's the case, and the pan's gone, or the pan was detailed wrong, or the green rock was used instead of backer board, and the details were done wrong, then I would call a remodeler in to do that shower. I would not just have a plumber do it. It's just the way I am. And I just had all the showers redone in my entire house. We took all the tubs out and did showers. So if you want to continue on and have somebody do it, it can cost, and it can go anywhere in costs. Call Trifection, that's 281 Kitchen, and at least talk to them before you make a decision. Just make the call and say, hey, Tom told me at least talk to you about this before, you know, and you can talk to other people too and decide what you want to do. But can it be anywhere from $4,000 to $20,000?
Okay. Hey, one quick question. You mentioned a pool earlier. We inherited a pool in our house. I love my pool. Mm-hmm. But I think it's got a leak. I think it's more water that's coming out per week than normal evaporation, you know?
Yes.
I can't know for sure. And I want to call someone out who will both check for leak and repair. Usually they're kind of very specialized. They check for leaks, someone else repairs them, because I don't want to finger pointing in the whole project.
Right.
Is my thought process correct in that respect? And if so, do you have somebody you'd recommend to, you know, check for leaks
for
the pool?
Anything to do, yeah, absolutely. And you're right on. Anything to do with pools, whether it's maintenance, remodeling, or building a new one, Watts Pool Company, they've been around forever, and they are going to stay around forever. It is a big family-run operation since 1961, and man, you got to be really careful in the pool as a consumer of pools, okay, like I am. There's a lot of crookedness and a lot of people who don't know what they're doing out there, so stick with someone who really does, and I can highly recommend them.
Watts, you said W-A-T, how do you say that?
W-A-T-T-S, Watts Pool Company, located over on I-10 and close to, I think, Beltway 8. Yeah, just outside of Beltway 8 on I-10.
Thank you much.
Got to be careful with pool builders and other people, too. And the other thing you don't want to do is have to tell people what to do. When you hire someone to work on your home, they better know more about it. Not pretend they know more, but actually do know more about it than you do. All right, let's talk to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yeah, we have a man who's trying to convince us in putting siding on that smart board is better than hardy board, and we want to know the difference.
Okay, well, were you here with Hurricane Harvey?
No.
Okay, Hurricane Harvey happened about 2 years ago, a little less than 2 years, and it flooded all of Houston. Every bit of smart board went on the side of the road and was hauled away to the garbage dump. Hardy still is on the homes today. That's the best example I can give you. Smart siding is garbage siding.
Okay.
Unless, you know, you want to redo your house every time you get big rains. It's press board with paper on the outside. Why would anybody use it? I don't understand it. And I haven't heard anything about it since Hurricane Harvey, but now they're trying to bring it back, and I don't understand why. I really don't get it, except I know the Louisiana Pacific loves to sell particle board. That's their business. They don't sell plywoods. I used to be involved with them many, 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 many years ago, and they decided they're just going into OSBs, and OSB-oriented strand boards are lousy. I don't know why they keep wanting to do it, but that's up to you and them and everybody else. But I just tell you right now, Hurricane Harvey, they went to the dump. Hardy siding stayed on the homes.
If you go with a board, regardless of what it is it best to put screws in or nails?
Oh, I don't care. Whatever. It's not best either one. Just put it up. Put whatever you buy, put it up the way the manufacturer wants you to put it up. Follow the specifications. That's what business is all about. You know, the building business is a lot like being a doctor. You don't just make it up as you go when you do heart surgery. All the rules and everything set forth is there for you. Follow the specifications and do it properly. And that's where a lot of people go wrong, is they just think you can just wing it and one thing's better than another. It's all specified the way it's supposed to go.
Is hardy board flammable or inflammable? Not flammable.
Hardy will not burn even if you put a torch to it. It will not burn, period. Your house burns down, the Hardy will be fine. It'll look like a mess because it'll be all over the ground, but it will not burn.
Okay.
It's cement.
I thought they made a new type of smart board, like they updated it or something.
Well, I hope they did because the other stuff was garbage, but, you know, when they get it right, well, I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. No, it's not smart. It's particle board. OSB is OSB. You know what? The best part of OSB is the glue. And the glue can only be so good, okay? We don't need all that glue. No, there's just no way anybody's going to go surpass the Hardy siding. I'm going to tell you about Hardy right here in a second. But it just doesn't work. And Hurricane Harvey proved it. That was the only competition that James Hardy ever had was smart side. Just the way it is. It's not that smart. It went to the dump because it all rotted. It got destroyed. It swelled up. You can take a piece of particle board siding, which we were just talking about, and it'll swell up over an eighth of an inch. You put a piece of Hardy in a bottle of water for a while, it keeps its shape. I mean, there's a little bit of expansion and contraction, but nothing to where it's going to distort or hurt it. It does not burn. Bugs won't eat it. It holds paint really well. I don't know what else to say. Even if you don't paint it, it doesn't matter. It's not. It'll never rot. It doesn't rot, period. How can cement rot? You have a slab. It's a cement. It doesn't rot. James Hardy siding. But I will warn you on this one. If you don't get someone good to put it on who knows what they're doing, it's going to be as ugly as anything else. And you don't want it to be ugly. You want it to be super pretty because you know why you want it to be super pretty? Because it's going to be on your home for the life of the home. It'll be on your home longer than you'll be on the planet. And that you want it to look good. And so you need an elite preferred installer, a certified Home Show Pro. That's why you go to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com. And let's continue on. Let's talk to Robert. Robert, you're on Home Show Radio. Hello, Robert.
Yes, sir. I'm looking at building a living quarters in a hangar.
Okay.
And what I'm trying to do, I'm up in age and stuff, but I still do my own. When I say I do my own work, we got a problem. I'm trying to make it maintenance free. And what I'm looking at is I want to put everything on one side of the hangar and run all my plumbing and all plumbing, sewer, water, everything like that. But on the plumbing with the bathrooms and the sink and stuff, can you just stub them out to that one side and have one main line that they empty into? Or what would be your opinion on that? I'm trying to make it the least amount of work that it is if there is any kind of clog.
Okay, well, first off, nothing is maintenance-free. It doesn't exist. That's a fantasy. You're always going to have some kind of maintenance on something. Secondly, the plumbing has rules. If you just put a clean-out on the outside, will it run on one sewer line? Yeah, you can make it all run on one sewer line. Most houses do run on one sewer line.
Well, see, it's going to be at a right angle, though. See, this sewer line is going to be coming up straight on the side of the hangar. That's where everything's going to be, not pointing toward the septic tank or nothing.
Well, I'm not sure I'm following what you're trying to explain to me, but it's going to have to make it.
I got a rectangle. Okay, on one side of the rectangle is where everything's going to be, bathrooms, kitchens, stuff like that.
Understand.
And then and stub them out of the concrete and then have one main line that they kind of plug into, I guess you would say.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I didn't know. I want to check with you. I'm listening to you. I listen to you every Sunday and during the day. I love listening to you. You said you were an architect, and then I said, man, this man knows what he's talking about. I'm going to ask him.
Well, no, I appreciate that. But, yeah, you can drop everything into a 4-inch line. It will be the size of your main line to your septic or wherever you're taking this to the sewer. Most of your other lines will be 2-inch and 3-inch.
What about running 4-inch all the way up into the slab and then converting it into there? Because that way, anything from there, you don't have to worry about that small line except taking it off of the slab up to the thing.
You could do that. If 4 inches is as big as you want to go. If you go 6-inch, you run into trouble.
Yes, sir. I understand that.
So, yeah, I mean, wherever you want to tie in, you won't run a 4-inch drain off a sink. That's going to be 1.5 inches, but it all can be reduced into that 4-inch pipe, yes.
Right. That's what I said. I come into the slab like you have on your toilet. You got that 4-inch going through there.
Yes.
From the sink, I can just reduce into there.
Yes. You got to make sure your vents are going up through the roof and properly, though. Everything has venting codes. You have to make sure vents go out. Without the vents, your sewer won't work.
Right, that I understand. The reason why I'm saying that, because I live in one of these old houses that we got out here in Katy that probably put up, good Lord, I know it's over 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they got 2-inch running all under that slab. It only turns to 4-inch at the end of the slab.
No, that's no good. Anything in the ground.
Oh, man, it gets the job, yeah. But
yeah,
I do appreciate your time, sir, and I listen to you all the time.
I appreciate it, Robert. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
And let's move on and talk to Blake next. Blake, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom. I love your show. I've listened to you for over 20 years, man.
Thank you.
I have two questions. When I turn my heater on, you know, when it runs, it cycles, most of the time, my guest sink, my guest bathroom sink, it just makes a big gurgling noise, you know, the whole time. That it rains.
Right.
The second it shuts off, it quits cycling, it quits making the noise.
It should not do that with your heater. Now, with your air conditioner, it will.
It does it with the air conditioner, too, because, you know, when we were 80
degrees. Well, the air conditioner, yes.
You know.
I don't know why it would do it with a heater.
Okay.
That's kind of odd.
Well,
but with your air conditioner,
it's
because that's your drain.
Do what? Yeah, it's in the sink. It's, you know, where it drains.
Right,
no,
but the air conditioner drains the condensate, the you know, pulling out of the air, water out of your house. It drains it to that sink, and it dumps it into the P-trap, and you hear this gurgle all the time. But it should not do it when you're running a heater, only an air conditioner.
Okay, well, it quit doing it this morning. And I tried to call yesterday, but I just kept getting a voicemail, an answering machine when I called the main number. But, it quit doing it this morning, so should I worry about it?
No, it's not supposed to do it with a heater. It's only supposed to do it with the air conditioner.
Does that mean there's something messed up with my heater? Or
no. You say it quit doing it. It's not gurgling anymore, right?
No, it's not. But it had been doing it for a while, for like a couple of months.
Well, it shouldn't be doing it at all when you have the heating system on. It should only do it when you're in the summer when you're running the air conditioner.
Okay.
So I don't think there's anything wrong at all. I think maybe you had some residual water up there or something, but you should not hear anything with the heater running.
All right, well, I'm not going to worry about it then if you tell me not to worry about it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't worry about it. No, I think it's the conversation. We just wasted 30 seconds of our life. I don't mean it in the bad way. What I mean is you have nothing to worry about at all.
Okay, great. Great news. Hey, my refrigerator just cycles like every 10 minutes. It makes such a loud noise. And I've been in my house now 8 years, brand new. The refrigerator came with it.
Uh-huh.
Is it about to go? Or what does that mean?
Oh, I don't think it's about to go. I think it's just cycling as it needs to. Right now, it's colder out, and the temperature's a little different, and it's defrosting and going through its cycles. I don't think it is got a problem yet, if that's what you're looking for, just because it's making some noise.
Well, it's really loud. I mean, seriously, I can hear it over my television at times, I guess, because it's not a big house, but its kitchen's right there, and it's like, you know, and it makes a big popping noise, you know.
I have one right next to me in my studio here. Every once in a while, I go pop, 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 pop. And when my ice maker dumps ice, you think somebody's breaking in the house. I think we're just getting, as we get older, we get sensitive to noise, if you want to know the truth. But
I know, man. I talked to like an 89-year-old man at Ace Hardware, and he replaced the battery in my car, you know, a key or whatever. And I told him, my dad, you know, is getting road rage all the time. And he says, you just wait. You know, once you get to be 80, everything will you know, make you mad.
I think that's what it is. I really do. I can't see. I can't hear. I only hear the stuff I don't want to hear. You know, it's all this crazy stuff going on.
Well, Tom, have a great week, man. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, life starts to drain on you. Right now, I'm going through a strange time where I just want to throw everybody out of my life. I totally understand. So what I'm into now is buying air horns. So if anybody bothers me, I just hit it, beep, and they just run away. I'm serious. I just had enough with a whole bunch of people in my life. Let's see here. Ideal Roofing is the company you call when you need a new roof. Ideal Roofing has been around for decades and decades because they're that good. They have won so many awards and, in fact, they earned a perfect 10 on the Presidential Award. And very few people can ever, very few companies, I should say, can ever do that. That's with the GAF Excellence Award Systems that they have out, because they're that good. Now, we're talking about roofers all over the country, not just Houston. But they happen to be in Houston. So if you're in Houston and you need a new roof, I'd say call Ideal Roofing. It's the only way to go. 713-896-1122. 713-896-1122. You want a perfect 10 on your roof? You better. Because if you don't have a perfect 10, you're going to have a leak. You have a leak? What good is a new roof? Call Ideal Roofing, 713-896-1122, and get the perfect 10. All right, let's get right back to the calls. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny, you're on Home Show Radio.
We've got two possums up in the attic. One of them we got with a rat trap, a mouse trap. And in fact, he looked like a mouse. And we can't get rid of the other one.
Well, you need to catch him and kill him.
Yeah, go up there and get on our knees and just...
No, I don't want you to run around up there. I mean, you got to set a trap, but you got to get him. I don't know about a rat trap. You're going to have to get a cage. And you're going to have to catch him in the cage and get him out of there. But, you know.
Have you ever heard of a possum being in the attic?
Yes.
Okay. So,
you know, they leave at night because they are night creatures. And so I don't know where he's coming in and out. But if you wait for him to leave, you can, you know, put some hardware cloth or something over the hole. But as far as that goes, yeah, they're somewhat blind. They run around at night. They don't run around during the day. They got nasty little teeth, so be careful. And usually you put a cage up there and catch them in the cage. That's what a preventive pest control, one of my sponsors, would do. And then you're going to have to euthanize them. But, you got to get rid of them. You don't leave them up there. My goodness, they'll do all kinds of damage. And they'll leave mites and fleas and all kinds
they
of
already,
stuff that make you sick.
They already bit through the PEX pipe.
Yes. They're looking for water.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't fix the PEX pipe until we get them out of there. Is there anything we put in the cage, like peanut butter or a nice big...
You know what? I probably almost anything, even like cat food or dog food. I'm not really sure. I know with rats, peanut butter is the best thing to do. It's the fastest thing to do. I'm not really sure about a possum, but they'll eat about anything. I do know that I used to feed the wild feral cats down in Galveston. Those I felt sorry for them when I lived there, and I'd go out once in a while, and right next to the possum was some cats, and they're all eating the cat food. So I have a feeling they'll eat just about anything.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, sir. Get rid of them. Don't let them stay there. Johnny, you got to get that thing out of there. Let's talk to... Will's running around. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. Hey, hello. I have an extreme amount of dust on a routine basis in the house. I change my air filters regularly. What do you think the problem is, and how can I fix it?
I don't know what the problem is, but I know I'm glad you're changing your air filters, because that dust, you don't want to get it in your air conditioner. I want you to know that an air conditioning filter does not clean the air in your house.
Okay.
It keeps the dirt that you have in your house out of your air conditioner. So just keep that in mind. So changing it all the time is not helping your dust problem at all. Is it dirty carpet? Do you have a leak in your ductwork? If you have several leaks in your ductwork, you can cause a lot of dust problems in your house, because it creates a very high amount of uncontrolled infiltration. So this is the time of year, and this is great for everybody listening, and I'm glad you brought this up, Bob, because a lot of people have this problem. Homes have been closed up. The humidity's been low, so the dust level gets higher because it's wintertime. And we're running, in many cases, some of our heaters, and that makes it even worse. And so this is the time of year where you get your carpets cleaned professionally. This is the time of year you get that 19-point checkup on your air conditioning / heating system, because we're going to start going into air conditioning mode. Things are going to start blooming and going like crazy. Also, they need to check the ductwork really well. If your ducts check out, or if there's any problems, get it fixed. Because here's what happens. When you have leaky ductwork, and it could be small leaks all over, it doesn't have to be a giant hole. Let's say it leaks out 20% of the air when it pressurizes up. Well, 20% of that air that's going out has to be replaced.
And so it starts to negatively pressure a home, which draws air in from the outside. It draws it in through the vent fans in the bathroom. It draws it in through the chimneys. It draws it in through any cracks and crevices you have in your ceiling where your registers and light fixtures and things are attached. It brings it in through leaky windows. It brings it in through the vent hood, the dryer vents, everything. Everything's trying to replace that 20% air. And so you end up with a lot of uncontrolled infiltration. If you put in a very simple fresh air return with a filter on it, whenever you have leaks in your ductwork, it will be controlled infiltration. In other words, it's going to replace that air, but it's going to come through that duct up in your attic from the outside. It's going to be filtered. It's going to go through the conditioning system, whether it's heating or air conditioning, and then it's going to enter your home. And what you've done now is positively pressured your home, and that will eliminate a lot of the dirt being drawn into the house.
So I've always had, for 2 years I've been in the house, and it's always been fairly dusty. So a ductwork cleaning may not be necessary. It could be something
absolutely
else.
Not. It's not duct cleaning. That doesn't help. All that does is destroy your ducts. It's not the issue. It's okay. Not dirt in the air conditioner. It's not the only place the air conditioner collects a lot of dirt is on the evaporator coil, and that can be cleaned with just some water. So when they do the 19-point checkup. And this is a time to get it checked. You pay somebody, they're going to look at the coil if it needs to be cleaned. I'm sure you can ask them to look at it, and if it needs to be cleaned, it can be cleaned. But it's not spreading dust through your house. It's just not doing it. And people always want to blame the air conditioning in the duct, and you're being bombarded by all this propaganda, but it's not true.
So my AC guy that I've used in the past would be qualified most likely to check that out for me?
I can't speak for someone I don't know.
Okay.
No, I'm very serious. I'm not being mean. He could be a total moron. I have no idea who he is, or he could be a really smart guy. Hopefully he's a smart guy. You've been using him and you like him, but I can't speak for him.
Question more for you. I was putting in luxury vinyl planks in the bathroom.
Nice.
Has a shower tub. How would you trim around the flooring to the tub side with like some sort of drip edge, or is there something that looks good to keep water, or just some silicone caulk, a bead of that along the floor and the tub?
If you're really, really good, and most people aren't, and it's very hard to do this, and you can trim very tight to the tub and it looks fantastic, and all you do is just put a little bead of caulking so dirt doesn't get in there and it keeps the water out, that's great. Most people and most tubs have curvatures and stuff, and it's very difficult to do that. So if that doesn't happen, you can get some of the plastic moldings that might even match that wood that are flexible that can be trimmed around the base of the tub. But you want to put something there that doesn't let water get underneath between the tub and the floor underneath onto the subfloor. It'll start to peel it up.
Okay. Well, perfect. Thanks, Tom.
And let's continue on and talk to Karen. Karen, you're on Home Show Radio.
I promise to be quick.
Okay.
I bought a doorbell with a camera doorbell type thing.
Yes.
And I don't know how to do it. And if I call Right Touch Electrical, could they do it for me, or is that too small of a job?
Oh, I'm sure they'll come out and do it. In fact, I had this call yesterday about guy. He just bought a bunch of cameras and security system and. He wasn't real comfortable about wiring it, and I told him the same thing. Call Right Touch Electrical. They'll hook it up for you. Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got cameras already. I've had them for a long time, but...
Well, now you have one on your doorbell.
Well, I'm going to. I'll in the middle of the night, the doorbell will ring. And I don't know if it's kids or if it's somebody checking to see if I'm home.
Oh.
Because I work different hours, and with my history of my house...
Mm-hmm.
And where I live, because I live on a corner, it would make me, not that, you know, having a picture of them is going to make it any better, but.
No, and then people do, they get all these cameras and they, oh, look, I got this guy on camera, but the guy's long gone, so it really doesn't make much difference.
I know.
At the same time, it's probably just low voltage. It should just hook up with your low voltage transformer on your regular doorbell. But as far as that goes, will Right Touch Electrical do it for you? Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You know, some of these companies, have minimums, and I don't,
Well,
I didn't know.
And even if they have a minimum, you just pay the minimum for it. But as far as that goes, I think the toughest thing you're going to have is hooking it up to your, what they call a smartphone, which I hate mine, but
Anyway, just doing the apps and everything.
Okay. All right, well, I never thought about that because I don't have a smartphone. Does it have to be hooked up to a smartphone?
It does not? Okay, I'm hearing in my headphones from Will. It does not have to be on a smartphone, so I have no idea.
Okay.
But apparently not.
I have a computer, and I have a tablet, but I don't have an iPhone.
Good. Tablets work? Is that what you're saying, Will?
Yes, it does.
Okay, Will told me in my headphones, tablets work fine. I don't know. Okay. When I see the commercials, the guy's on the phone going, get out of here, and I will, you know, guns will show.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Well, I just have a low-maintenance, over 55 flip phone. And my rate is good.
I broke my flip phone, and that's why I like you, Karen, because we're in the same. We actually are in the same.
Oh, I broke mine, and I went back to this company, I won't name it.
Yeah.
And they didn't have them anymore, and I thought, well, I'm going to change my service. So then I went across the street, and they had them, so I just got me another one because I'm not going to have hundreds and hundreds of dollars, you know.
Well,
invest. I don't have my life on my phone. Let me put it that way.
Good. I don't have mine either, and quite frankly, if people don't stop contacting me, I'm going to put my phone in the toilet, certain people at least, so I'm pretty much done with it, too. I don't like it. I hate it. I just got it 3 weeks ago, and I hate the phone. I like the cover.
Well,
I got this nice cover.
I keep getting advertising.
Yeah.
And I don't get my...
Everything.
I mean, I can count the number of people that have my cell phone number.
I know.
So then
I never
call the company just left.
Got it? No, I
said, are you selling my phone number to these companies?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, well, you know, that's privacy. And that's it. I said, well, you need to send me a privacy statement because if you don't, I said, me and the FCC are going to have a, you know, come to Jesus meeting because I'm not doing this.
Okay. Well, if you're dealing with the FCC, please don't bring my name up because they control radio, too.
Oh, well, no. This is just the advertising on my phone that I don't want.
I understand. I understand.
Okay, well, you have a great day, and always, it's such a pleasure.
Thank you, Karen. Bye.
Bye.
I hate my phone. I do. I just don't like it at all. Oh, goodness. And every time somebody texts me, I hate it even more. I have a few people on after today. I will not be hearing from them anymore. I'm telling you, I've had enough of this thing. It is irritating, to say the least. My goodness. All right, cutting-edge tile removal. If you're going to remove tile, now these are the people you call. But call them if you need them. You don't have to harass them. Cutting-edge tile is the way to go when it comes to removing tile and grout and thin set and everything else. That's what they do. They don't put it back down. They get rid of it. It really is a very messy, dirty thing. And you don't want it in your home. You can have up to 400, 500, 600 pounds of garbage, the tile, the grout, everything when it comes up. And you know what? When they drive away, whether it's tile, travertine, stone, flagstone, Sautéo, when they drive away, they take it with them. Guaranteed mess-free, 100%. It is amazing how well their system works. Cutting-edge tile removal. Give them a call if you're going to remove the floor before your new one goes in, because that's what you want to do. Get rid of it and get it out of there. That's Cutting Edge Tile Removal. Remember, all the people we talk about right here at homeshowradio.com, that's where they are, homeshowradio.com.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.